It's sad news today. Nathan Murphy, who played in Collingwood's winning grand final team last year, has decided at the ripe old age of 24 that he has to retire from playing footy. Nine News sports reporter Tony Jones joins us now. TJ, good morning. Tony, you there?
Yeah, hello, Tom. How are you?
Sad news about Nathan Murphy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. It's this is at a critical stage now when it comes to actually preparing players for their future. And some of them have a pretty grim future when they've had a series of head knocks like Nathan Murphy's had. So, I mean, this is a guy, pardon me, just 24 years of age who's had a series of head knocks, probably 10 over his career, which includes concussion as well. And it's got to a point, particularly after the head knock in the grand final, where, you know, with doctors, with concussion experts and with the club, where he's just said, look, I just can't do it anymore. I can't risk my welfare any further.
Has he been training with the club since the grand final, or has he just been looking at his own health and having the concussion assessment?
Well, at the very most, he's been on a modified program. But the times I've been down the club, he's been there. He's been doing everything he can to be involved, but certainly I haven't seen any form of tackling or body contact or anything like that. So he's sort of immersed himself within the club culture, but he didn't come within query of playing because it was just too dicey for him.
Difficult decision. I mean, at 24, you know, he's been forced effectively to leave probably the best job he'll ever have.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, he bows out as a premiership player and, You know, he's the second premiership player now in the space of a couple of months to actually give it away because of concerns of head knocks, the other being Angus Brayshaw, of course. So, look, he'll be looked after financially. There's, the 2024 contract, that how that plays out in terms of the payout remains to be seen, but the club will certainly look after him. He might also benefit from the AFL's hardship scheme. And then, of course, there's that class action, which, you know, could cost the AFL upwards of $20 million with past players who'll be taking out some form of action to be compensated for. I don't know whether it comes under a duty of care or whatever, but this is a critical time for the AFL now because these players just won't take the chances anymore. And if one player is successful with a significant class action, then the game will change forever as we know it. And I'm not bemoaning that because it just has to happen.
But when you say the game will change, what can we realistically do? I mean, it's a high-speed collision game. I just don't see what we can do other than playing touch football.
That's the worst-case scenario, isn't it, from a spectator point of view? But even Darcy Moore, the Collingwood captain, I think just on the back of Angus Brayshaw's retirement from Melbourne, said that, look, they've already had to change the way they train, where it's not as... I'm not going to go so far as to say bruise-free, but it's not as contact as it might have been prior to that. So already we're seeing clubs sort of step back a little bit when it comes to contact at training. But these are competitive beasts that we're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
It's in their blood, it's in their DNA that they actually go in hammer and tong.
And it's going to
be very hard for them to take a step back. And if they do, then you're going to have every footy panel in the world chastising them for sort of shirking the contest.
Yeah, I agree. All right, thanks, Tony. Tony Jones there, Nine News sports reporter, also regular here on 3AW in a variety of capacities. I mean, think about it. One of the bravest things you often see on the football field is someone who backs into a pack, who, you know, goes back watching the ball, knowing that there could be two or three or four players about to leap into him. Well, do you train that out of players? I mean, it's an act of bravery. We praise it, but it could be the end of that because there is a risk of concussion.